Ever since I was a child, people said my family was cursed. Mom tried to protect us with God. Pop tried to protect us with wrestling. He said if we were the toughest, the strongest, nothing could ever hurt us. I believed him. We all did.
And welcome back, folks, to a brand new review episode. I'm JT. The other man on the mic is...
I do.
And we are Words
from
Blurs. There we go. Got it right that time.
Yes, sir.
And today we're reviewing, actually, I think, a great drama movie of 2023, The Iron Claw.
Yeah, The Iron Claw, which is a, I guess you could call it a biopic of sorts. It's about this wrestling family known as the Von Erichs, and basically all this like tragedy that befalls them and how they deal with it, and how they use wrestling and religion to some extent to deal with it.
Right. This film stars essentially Zac Efron, but he also has a gang of brothers. We've got Jeremy Allen White from The Bear and Shameless playing Cary Von Erich. We got Maxwell Jacob Friedman playing Lance Von Erich. And we've got Stanley Simons playing Mike Von Erich.
Just a slight correction, only because, well, I got something to say about MJF showing up, because, like, the thing is, we'll get into it later.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Yeah.
And I meant to say Harris Dickinson as David Von Erich.
Yeah, there was a thing with that, and we can get into it later, but there's a reason why he's there and why, quote-unquote, Lance Von Erich was there. It's something they didn't really go into in the movie, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay, so this movie, it starts off with Holt McCallany playing Fritz Von Erich, who I guess was the patriarch of the Von Erich family.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I won't say a failing wrestler in his day, but he just always felt like he never got his due.
Yeah.
Like he never got the shot for the big titles, and he never got the name recognition for his family.
Fun fact, and they didn't really talk about this in the movie, but, you know, just so y'all know, big wrestling fan.
Yeah, a dude does all the WWE, AEW tweets. That's all him, so 90% of our
JT,
tweets.
JT, not so much, which actually makes me very curious to hear how you feel about this movie as a non-wrestling fan.
I actually used to like wrestling. Like, I had an era where I really loved wrestling. I went to... the Verizon Center where John Cena was there. I was a fan at one point. I just fell off after Edge hurt his back because he's my favorite.
I mean, he's
wrestler.
Back now.
He's back now, but I'm also like my interest level is in other places.
Yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, fun fact: Fritz Von Erich, when he was wrestling, his character was actually a Nazi.
Oh God.
Yeah. That was his wrestling character. He wasn't a Nazi in real life, of course, but his wrestling character was that of a Nazi, you know, Fritz Von Erich, you know,
yeah.
Very German name.
And he changed that purposely his name was not Von Erich at first. I know in the movie they said he changed his name to Von Erich.
Mm-hmm.
For what reason?
I think it might have been to fit the character. Have you ever heard of the show Dark Side of the Ring?
Yes.
Okay, so have you ever seen it?
No.
No. Okay, so Dark Side of the Ring, they did an episode on the Von Erichs.
Mm.
I've actually seen it. It's a really good documentary series about like dark stories from professional wrestling, stuff like that. And it was a really good episode. Definitely, if you're interested on learning more about the Von Erichs, I would definitely say watch that because it goes a lot more in depth, like in places where the movie wasn't necessarily able to in such a set amount of time. But yeah, he changed his name, and that begins what's known as the quote-unquote Von Erich curse, where basically just, you know, the family just has a lot of bad luck. Apparently, before the family had came over to America, I guess back when where they were at, like the family just had a lot of bad luck, kind of like vague stuff. So.
Like what has Fritz's mother grandmother?
Yeah. Yeah,
gave them that. Gave it. It wasn't even called the Von Erich curse. It was just a family curse, but I guess it just transitioned into them. They got it once they changed the name. So
yeah,
they just called it the Von Erich's curse. This family had a lot of fucking tragedy.
Boy,
this movie, I mean, let's
you know,
let's,
did you know anything about the Von Erichs before you watched it?
I knew nothing.
Oh, okay.
I knew nothing. I did no research. I like to go into movies blind. I don't like anything to influence my.
Okay,
my
so again, this the perspective from someone who knew what the story was going in and someone who didn't know. Okay, because yeah, that makes me wonder.
Yeah, my perspective. Like, I had no. I thought this was gonna be like. Trying to establish, like, I knew it was, like, I could tell from the trailers, it was basically trying to establish some type of family dynasty in, like, wrestling culture. Mm-hmm. I just did not know that there was so...
The reason why there isn't one for the Von Erichs, yeah.
But I think, like, even at the end, I think it said, like Kevin Von Erich's kids, I think they're in the WWE, or
no,
they wrestle professionally somewhere else?
Right now, they're in Ring of Honor.
Okay.
Which is basically like owned by the same guy who owns AEW.
Okay.
Which is Tony Khan. So yeah, they mainly wrestle in ROH. Sometimes they may show up on AEW. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they wrestle to this.
Okay, so they do wrestle. So they
as a tag team.
So there is some lineage that has carried down into modern times, which is good. But Jesus Christ, that's by a fucking thread.
Yeah. And they didn't change the name, so
this movie starts with like I said, it starts with Halt McElhaney.
Yeah.
McElhaney, sure, let's go with that one.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I was editing a video concerning this movie. I googled it and like did the, you know, pronunciation. It's apparently it's McElhaney.
Okay. So Halt, let's just say Halt. Halt's character Fritz is basically like he's
the dad. You know?
He's the dad.
Yeah.
And it starts in black and white, actually, right?
Yes.
The film starts in black and white, which I guess is to evoke that this is like in the 50s, 60s,
something like
time.
That.
And he's finishing a match. His wife and kid are kids. He has two boys, and I think one's in the oven. They're literally just like, okay, what are we doing? Like, we don't have any money. He's bought a fucking Winnebago, and he's like, we're going to buy a house. We're going to, like, I'm going to have us set up well. Mm. And obviously they do get the house, as we see, but I don't think they were set up well. He ended up, I guess, retiring and ended up starting his own little wrestling league because the one he was in, like I said, just never gave him the flowers he felt he deserved. He never got the big shots for the big titles and things like that. And so he's opened his own little, started his own little wrestling company, wrestling ring. I don't know.
League.
Yeah. And so he's got these four sons.
Yeah, because unfortunately the one that was in the flashback, the one that was born before Carrie, had passed. And which made Carrie the de facto oldest at that
point. I thought Kevin was the oldest.
Carrie. Zac Efron was the oldest. Yeah, Zac Efron was the oldest.
That's what I'm saying. So Kevin is the oldest.
Hold up. Is Zac Efron Kevin or Carrie?
Zac Efron is Kevin.
Oh, my mistake. Yep. Okay. Yep, that's my bad. Yes, Kevin.
Yeah. So Zac Efron is technically the second, but now the de facto. Like
see what happens when you have all your kids have the same letters first.
Yeah, KK.
Yeah. Don't say that third one.
Yeah, I was
careful now.
I was like, okay, KK, okay, L, D, M.
Yeah, so yeah, it's just so that's the beginning of the Von Erich curse. Real quick, I just want to say a lot has been said about Zac Efron's acting, and deservedly so. He did an amazing job in this movie.
Agreed.
Halt McElhaney, though. I gotta shout him out because I feel like he's not getting enough pointing out. I thought he was on another level in this movie.
Really?
Yes, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
So like in the movie, he didn't feel like a character. He felt like a person. Like he felt like that was just him. I feel like when an actor can do that, that's like S tier acting. Like Leo DiCaprio, for example. Leo DiCaprio in Django Unchained, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing performance, but Dandy still felt like a movie character.
Candyland. Remember?
Yes, you're right. Candy. He still felt like a movie character.
Yeah.
Right. It's still an amazing performance.
Grand character.
Yeah. But like Fritz Von Erich, like Holt McCallany's Fritz, it felt like that could have been just Fritz. You know what I mean? It felt like he wasn't even acting. Like they just turned the camera on and they said go.
Do you mean Holt? You feel like Holt could like?
Did I say Holt? No, like, I'm saying like
Fritz could have just been Holt. Like it could
exactly.
It could have just been
literally
easily him being himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could say that there was never a moment where I felt like this wasn't a possibly a real person. I felt like this was definitely somebody who wanted more for his family and felt like he should have had more so that his family should then have had more.
Mm-hmm.
But this is somebody who's jaded who's just working as best he can in the thing that he felt was taken away from him in the world of wrestling. He felt was not given to him properly.
And don't get me wrong, he's also probably the closest thing this movie has to an antagonist.
Yeah, he's definitely a sports father, because sports fathers, they love to pit their kids against each other.
When they were at the breakfast table, he literally said, "Now, right now,
you're my number one.
Yeah, you're my favorite.
We all know Carrie's my number one because he's a fucking Olympian, right? Okay, But that could change, Mike. You could be number three."
I said, "God damn, bro."
I'm like, "Shit, the manipulation."
You ain't supposed to say it out loud.
The manipulation. You say that shit to your wife in your private bed quarters, sir.
Damn, really? This is serious out here. Jesus. But yeah, man. So I just wanted to point him out, because, and honestly, I feel like every performance in this movie is really good.
I think everybody who was on screen brought their own little unique something. I think the only person that I felt like I wanted more from was Lily James, but even her, like her performance was, I mean, for what she had to do, I think she did great.
I feel like she's always playing someone's like girlfriend or wife.
Baby Driver.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. It was very. The performance felt. Did she have a Southern accent in Baby Driver too?
Yeah.
Is she Southern or is she British?
She's British.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why I was thinking of Baby Driver the whole time. I'm like, she had a Southern accent
Mama,
in there too.
Mama Mia, where she was everybody's girl.
Oh, you seen Mama Mia, huh?
Yes.
I ain't even seen Mama Mia, bro. Damn.
She was Mama Mia too.
You've seen both Mama Mia's? Okay.
She played young Meryl Streep.
Wow. All right. Big Mama Mia fan over here. All right.
Listen, I like music, okay? And if the music ain't trash, I'm going to listen to it.
All right, bro. You know, go off. You be playing ABBA on repeat.
Oh, Mama Mia. Here I come again. Since she was in Cinderella, I mean, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Anyway. But like you were saying, I will agree with you. I think that everybody's performance in this movie was, I think, spot on. I think Michael Harney as Bill Mercer, I thought that was interesting, because it was, and Scott Innes or Inez, they were both announcers in their own way. And fun fact, Scott Innes, who was the ring announcer later in the film, voiced Shaggy in the 90s and early 2000s.
Oh, really?
I think he also did Scooby-Doo as
that
well.
That wasn't Casey Kasem?
Who the hell is that?
How do you know Scooby?
Oh, from the 90s, from the 70s. Yeah, no, it wasn't him. Like, okay. They'd taken a break. And so, remember Cyber Attack?
Oh, those like those, early 2000s yeah. direct-to-DVD movies.
Yeah,
okay.
He was the Shaggy for that period of time. Shaggy.
Okay.
I think he was also Scooby. But at some point, it transitioned back to Frank Welker. So that's a fun fact.
I do wish Jeremy Allen White got a little more time.
Oh, he is. Listen, Jeremy Allen White, since Shameless, which is when I think he really took off, or when his first big role. Shameless is, I mean, shit. He is an actor. Like, the performances he had to put on for that show alone. Mm. I think Emmy worthy. I don't think he was ever nominated, but Emmy worthy, Oscar worthy. And so the little taste we had of him in this movie, I mean, although he was in it maybe 15% of the movie, I would say he was in it.
I'd probably say a little bit more.
A little more?
Because he had that, yeah, especially near the middle to end part. It was really kind of focusing on him a little bit more. When, you know, he had that accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And
I will say, how in detail do you want to get? Because I feel like it's been out for a minute now. It's not even in theaters no more, I think. I think we can get detailed. Also, this is real life events. I think we can say it. Okay. We don't have to say everything, but we can.
Okay, don't say everything, but fine. Yeah. You can say what.
So, and it was really. Okay, so, you know, at one point during the movie, Cary Von Erich, Jeremy Allen White, he loses his leg in a motorcycle accident.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, and obviously, as a professional wrestler, pretty hard to do your wrestling on one leg.
He lost two things. He lost his Olympic career.
Oh, yeah.
And temporarily, he lost his wrestling career.
That Von Erich curse was no joke, boy.
Yeah. Like, this movie, like I said, is full of tragedy, but he had three different tragedies in this movie before him in the end. And like you said, Holt McElhaney's Fritz was definitely a subtle antagonist, I would say, pushing his boys, pulling threads, like they weren't all made for the sport as much as he wanted them to be. And so he let it be known to everybody, you know, these are my sons and this is what they should be doing or could be doing, but they're not. And so he instilled a lot of insecurities in his boys for
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely. Especially with David Von Erich, the smaller one. That boy didn't need to be in no wrestling ring. Is it Mike?
It was Mike. David was.
Oh, my bad. David yeah. Stanley. Are you sure?
Yeah, Stanley Simons was Mike.
Mike Von Erich was the youngest.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike. My mistake. Mike, he didn't need to be in no wrestling ring, bro.
He did not. And the fact that his dad was like, so we're going to get you back in that ring right after, you know. Because what had happened to him?
He tried to do a drop kick, and he like landed on his arm. Like, I guess,
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, he went into shock.
I think it was a separation.
Uh-huh.
And then they did surgery, and then something. There was a complication with the surgery.
Right.
So it was kind of touch
and
go.
And he was ended up in a coma for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. And when they did the press conference after he had woken up, I was like, the performance. I'm like, yo, this is something wrong with him.
Yeah, like, it's something totally off. Like, I can tell. Like, there's no, I don't think there was ever going to be any recovery.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where that man should be back in a ring.
Yeah, nah.
And there wasn't.
No, there was not. Honestly, I feel like the whole movie, I don't know if this is on purpose, but it felt like it was saying Fritz Von Erich was the real curse. You know what I mean? Like, because honestly, he was kind of the, I mean, outside of obviously the firstborn dying, I assume. But as far as the events that took place in the movie, a lot of it kind of came from him. The pushing his sons, you know, into doing something they didn't really want to do, making them compete. Although I do like how even though he would try to make them compete against each other, they still had that brotherly bond.
Yeah.
Like they did. They was like, you know, dad just be talking. You know, we're still cool. You know, I really like how they showed that very close brotherly brotherly bond.
Right.
Maybe now, granted, I'm the oldest of four boys. So I guess it kind of, yeah, it hit different for me. So, yeah, actually, I think it really just hit me why I like this movie so much. Number one, wrestling. Number two, it's honestly a movie. It's about brothers.
Zac Efron.
Yes, in this one and only circumstance, I'm Zac Efron.
And I thought it was interesting. Like, I don't want to spoil it but I will say,
can you really spoil real life events?
No, it's not real life events. It's just what happens in the film.
Okay,
like this particular sequence. When let's just say they're all in the meadow, right? And like the first Von Erich casualty is still a little boy. I'm like,
I thought you were saying his name was Casualty Von Erich. I was about to say, bro, Jesus, man, come on. That's too dark.
That's the third
Good
K right
Lord.
There. That's the third K right there. The KK casualty. I just thought that moment was like, you're my little brother that I never got to meet. And I was like, oh shit.
So okay, because I was gonna ask, did you think that scene was a little too much, or do you think it was fine? Because I could definitely see someone making an argument for either one.
I could see. I think that was probably the most fantastical part of the movie, like that whole interpretation of what happens. I think But I also think it's satisfying in a way, because when something happens to a character, maybe fatal, maybe not, you know, I think the depiction of what happens after, or what we would imagine would happen after, is left up to the imagination, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it can be nice sometimes to see that when they're walking in the light, you know, they're at peace, and this is why they're at peace, because they're back together, or they are together again.
Okay.
So I quite thought it was a different portion of the movie. It felt a little off, but it also felt right to see, like, that kind of reunion.
Okay. And I mean, I like sappy stuff like that, so I was like, it
so yeah
me.
Yeah
was,
I yeah, agree.
I liked it. It was very touching. Again, you know, yeah, the whole the brother connection, everything,
right?
Like, oof. Damn, it's a good thing I wasn't depressed when I watched this, because watching this would not have helped. Oof.
Let me ask you, which loss did you feel the most?
I gotta think about this one. Probably Mike, because he, like, you know, like we said earlier, he did not need to be in that wrestling. It was very preventable.
Right.
He didn't even want to be a wrestler. He wanted to be a musician.
Yeah.
You know?
And the fact that his father was musical at some point and told him, no, I had to let that shit go. I played football, and then I joined wrestling, and I said, fuck music. Music has been gone for me ever since. And it was like, wow. But it's like he says that, but it's like your son has this musical ability, and your wife is recalling it because that's something that she thought was beautiful and amazing about you. And you're saying, man, fuck that. Fuck what my wife loved about me then.
I'm telling you, it's a toxic masculinity, bro.
Yeah. I mean, this was what, the 70s, 80s?
Yeah. So, 80s. Yeah, yeah,
70s, 80s. 80s.
Yeah.
When did he die? Why didn't he ever? Why didn't he go?
Well, don't wish. I mean,
is he alive? He's got to be dead now.
I believe he's passed.
He is. Oh yeah, I'm about to say the actor is 60. I'm like, but what is Fritz von Erich?
I'm fairly certain he's passed.
I'm fairly certain as well, because Jesus. But when did he go? I need to know this for the von Erich boys, because they deserved that. He went in 97.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's been a while.
He was 68 years old at the time.
Yeah. There are... Well, Zac Efron, he deserves an award for
yeah,
his role.
Yeah, I was just telling you. I don't think it would have won an Oscar, the performance, but I do think it's like an award-caliber performance overall. I think that, like, is this the best dramatic performance that Zac Efron has ever done?
I can't think. Well, I don't know. Troy Bolton. Now, that's a very iconic role. There's a lot of dramatic moments.
What the fuck are you saying?
Troy Bolton. There's a lot of dramatic moments in High School Musical, man.
You son of a bitch.
You know, you gotta, you know, he was struggling a lot. You know, it's similar to this movie. He was like, damn, I don't think I want to be a basketball player anymore. I think I want to be a theater guy. You know, it's very dramatic. I think he did a really good job in that role as well. You know, I'm being serious. You never forget where you come from, man. I'm just saying.
You know what? The best musicals that Zac Efron has been in were never High School Musicals.
I disagree.
I bet you do.
Been on it, been on it.
Hairspray and The Greatest Showman.
I forgot he was in The Greatest Showman. But yeah, man, because you know what? The thing about Zac Efron's performance as Kevin Von Erich, Kevin Von Erich is characterized in this movie as being, he's very, so when you think professional wrestler, right, you think guys like Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Randy Savage, you know, they're loud and screaming, yeah, brother, yeah, I'm going to beat you at WrestleMania, elbow
they
drop.
They got this gravitas, and they have a good camera ready voice.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing about Kevin Von Erich, he's not that kind of he was like a wrestler. He wasn't really the showman. David was the showman.
He was more technique as opposed to presentation.
Yeah, less Hulk Hogan, more Bret Hart. pretty much. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing. So even though, and that's another kind of like little manipulation they had with his father, because his father preferred David because David was more of the showman, right?
Right.
Even though Kevin was the oldest, and you think, oh, you know, he would want me to be world champion. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of feeling your brother a little more. So, you know, he's dealing with a lot of things, and that translates to his real life, too, because even in real life, Kevin Von Erich, he's this big, swole, you know, wrestler dude, but at the same time, he's like, he's introverted. You know, he don't really talk much. Shit, Lily James' character basically had to, like, ask him out.
She threw her panties at him. Like,
look, nigga, I'm trying to get you to take me out on a date. Shit, like, come on, let's go. I was like, oh, my bad. I didn't know you was asking me. It's like, but yeah, no, it was. I think he did a really good job playing that, like, kind of quiet dude.
Yeah, he,
you know, a lot of his performance is in his face.
Yeah.
And body language.
100%. Like, I couldn't agree more. I think that, I think that Zac Efron was kind of more, you know, as much as she was kind of annoying because of her lack of silence, I feel like Zac's character was a reflection of his mother.
Mm. I don't want to go on the mama too much, but yeah. I'm just saying she could have done a lot more. I don't know. Because you remember that part of the beginning where Kevin...
He was even trying to talk to her like, mama, you got to do something. Like, you got to speak up for us or for Mike because Mike's not built for this shit. And your daddy's going to break him.
Yeah.
Until he did.
Yeah. And she was just like, man,
she's like, that's none of my business.
This men's business. I'm doing laundry.
That's
you know?
Between him and your father. That's like, between him and your father. None
of
my business.
Say something, bro. Like, damn. It's,
and then I'm like, but lady, aren't you tired of putting black on?
Oh, man. See, that just made me sad again. She had to put on that. That one scene where I think it was Mike's death, and she had the dress, you know what I mean?
And she's like, I don't want to put it back on. I can't put it back on.
Yo.
This would be the fourth time I've had to wear this shit?
That was a rough scene.
Yeah, like I said, that just speaks to the powerful performances from everybody. Even somebody like Maura Tierney. Like, she wasn't seen that much. But when she was seen, you could really see like she was a restrained emotional woman.
Yeah.
Like her husband was the talker. He was the one that got everything supposedly done.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was the wife. Stereotypically.
Yeah. So I have a couple of questions for you as a non-wrestling fan.
Uh-huh.
How do you think the wrestling scenes were handled? Like, how well do you think they were handled, especially from your memory of, you know, wrestling in the past?
Okay, let's be clear here. I smoke a lot of weed, so my memory is not that great. But from what I remember, I quite liked the wrestling. The wrestling felt real, and like it also there was a lot of alluding to, okay, like, this is how we're going to plan out, like, the match and blah, 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 blah. But I think, like, you could tell everybody at a certain point they had a loose idea of how it would go.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of, I won't say ad-libbed, but they enjoyed what they were doing. They had fun with the actual wrestling itself. Mm. It looked a lot like a lot of it connected. And I imagine this is probably one of those movies where the actors probably walked away with a lot more bruises than they wanted to, but this is what they signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a way you can fully fake that type of momentum, that type of movement, without it actually connecting. You know, so I felt like it looked, you know, kind of a little bit realer than what I used to watch when I was watching wrestling, or just as real.
Okay, because I saw some comments from people on the movie. They felt they were a little confused about it because it felt like, at least to them, the movie didn't know whether it wanted it. Like, they were confused about the wrestlers in the movie. Like, are they treating it like it's, because obviously it's scripted. Like, you know, wrestlers know going in, like, who's going to win and stuff like that. But they were like kind of treating it like, so. But why is Fritz Von Erich talking about, oh, they never gave me the belt and da 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 da. And I feel like the confusion there, and I guess I wasn't confused because, you know, I'm a big wrestling fan again. When he was saying that, it, you know, he was like, they never chose Fritz Von Erich to be a world champion. Like, they never had him be champion for the match. Did you feel any confusion? Like, did you feel like the movie didn't know whether or not it wanted to treat it as, like, 100% legitimate or not? Because people are like, well, why is Fritz Von Erich so upset? I'm like, it's scripted, nigga. Why are you so mad about
it? Yeah, so that I'll give you that it was confusing not knowing whether it was, like, legit, like, nothing scripted out at first. Because even then, like, this is, like, when Fritz was wrestling, it was, like, what, 50s and 60s?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even the 40s, I don't know. Probably not, though. Mm-hmm. But if this is the 50s and 60s, was it scripted out even then?
It was.
It was?
Yeah.
So, if that's the case, what's the problem? You just weren't hot. You just weren't hot. So, from what I could gather, the whole thing was you had to tour around enough, get enough recognition in multiple cities or whatever your district was, because I think they were primarily in Texas.
Yeah, they called them territories.
Territories. Whatever your territory was, and you have to go to international territories. If you can make it in Japan, which I think was the key, you can make it in Japan, then you're a shoo-in for bigger matches or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You go higher on the card, you know, closer to main event status.
Right.
Might even get a title shot.
Right. So I just think he never like that whole Nazi persona probably ended up backfiring on him.
Well, I don't know. See, I feel like back then they wouldn't have given a shit. Like it was like back, you probably couldn't have like a Nazi character today. You know, it would probably be a lot, especially since they're on like national and international televisions. Like that might not fly. Actually, funny story. You remember JBL?
Yeah.
You know, one time like in the mid 2000s, he got in trouble because he was like goose stepping during a match in Germany. And Germany does not play that, so he almost got in big trouble for that. they probably couldn't do that today. But, like, 50s and 60s, I mean, I don't think they would have cared too much, especially since he was the bad guy, you know, wrestler. You know, he was the heel. So, I mean, I feel like they probably would have let that fly.
And it's so interesting. Did you notice that Chavo Guerrero was the Sheik in this movie?
I actually didn't. I did not realize that was Chavo.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Now that we're talking about it, how did you feel about the wrestlers, they're all real life wrestlers, but the non Von Erich wrestlers in this movie, like Ric Flair and Harley Race? And did you feel like their performances were pretty good?
That was the only performance that I did like.
Which one?
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
That actor said he didn't even look at anything Ric Flair. He just kind of did his own thing. I'm like, bruh.
And, bruh,
you did Ric Flair fucking dirty. I appreciate your artistic, you know, interpretations or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you're fucking Ric Flair, you woo like you got some fucking swag. You talk like you're a wheeling, dealing, a woman stealing, Rolex wearing fool.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't given none of that swag. He wasn't given none of that like persona that Ric Flair was known for. Even Ric Flair in his 20s and 30s, that nigga
is woo, you know.
That nigga was,
I'm Ric Flair, that, you know. Yeah.
That nigga was cocaine and wrestling.
You could YouTube any Ric Flair promo right now. It's probably going to be the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. He was a really good promo, too.
There's literally a rap song, Ric Flair going woo on the bitch.
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
He did woo. He ain't do no woo!
One of the worst woos I've ever.
I'm gonna have to turn
that down in post. But yeah, that was one of the. It wasn't a very. I don't want to like pile on the guy because like the whole internet's been on his ass. But yeah, no, it wasn't a good performance.
Yeah, I don't think the interpretation was.
Yeah, not if you can't get that woo right, it's like you might as well not even.
He was talking about like where can we get some girls? Where can we go fuck some girls? I'm like,
you didn't believe it.
I'm like that. Ric Flair would say that, but I don't believe it coming out of your mouth.
I don't believe you saying it, bro. Come on now. I can see the seams in the wig.
Oh.
I can see it too. I was like, that's I can tell that's not
this
hair.
Man is black hair. this Aaron Dean Eisenberg. I I appreciate you as an actor, but not in this role, sir. Sorry.
Yeah. And also, since we're talking about that and, you know, certain... Okay, so do you know who MJF is?
Sure.
Maxwell Jacob Freeman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so MJF. He's actually He's a wrestler today. Like, he's a current wrestler. AEW.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he played Lance Von Erich.
When?
Bruh. Okay, see, that's exactly what I'm about to talk about. It's so funny, because and he was an executive producer on this movie as well. So I was watching the movie, and, you know, prior to the movie's release, I was like, oh, but, you know, I read the news. MJF's going to be in the movie. Oh, okay, cool. I like MJF. Yeah, he's one of the best wrestlers in AEW. He's hilarious. He's, bruh, when we leave from here, just YouTube some of his promos. This nigga's hilarious. He, like, jones on the audience and everything. He's very charismatic guy. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I can see this guy in a movie. Tell me why. I'm watching a movie. I see, like, his face flash by in the corner of the screen for a second in, like, one of the wrestling scenes. And then that's it. I'm like, that's it? That's all we get? And the crazy thing is, in the movie, he plays Lance Von Erich. And
who
there's
is...
a whole thing. So while, and I guess this must have gotten cut out of the movie. So while Mike was hurt, right? I believe it was while Mike was hurt.
Nigga. Okay, I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So I believe it was when Mike got hurt, the dad, Fritz, was like, well, we need a new tag team partner for Kevin. So he was like, all right, I'll find someone, and we'll just pretend they're a Von Erich, right? So he was basically like a fake Von Erich.
That's, yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which is something that got cut out of the movie.
Yeah,
because
that was because that would have been a great, like, a little additional drama point, like,
yeah,
nobody can replace,
yeah,
Mike. Why call him Von Erich? Why not let him be something else? Yeah. But I get it.
And even doing that even lost some credibility with the audience. They go into it deeper in the Dark Side of the Ring episode, but when they did that, it's almost like they lost the trust of the audience, because it's like, if the audience is like, you have to keep in mind, it's a very, like, close-knit, you know, town. Like, everybody knows everybody. The Von Erichs are, like, celebrities in this town. So everybody knows the Von Erich boys. So they know. I'm like, this nigga's not a Von Erich. Why are you calling him Von Erich? What's going on here? You know, and it's like, is this thing
started.
Fake, you know? Yeah, so that definitely would have been something that I feel like they should have kept in the movie. And another thing that got cut out, and I don't know how this is going to affect how you see the movie, there's a whole ass other brother that got cut out of the movie.
What?
Yeah. There was another brother, Chris Von Erich.
Was he actually a brother?
No, yeah, real life, yes. And they cut him out of the movie, I guess, for time. And also, I guess the director thought maybe including him would make, I mean, the movie, he said it would make the movie too sad, but I'm like, I don't know, man, the movie's already
pretty
sad.
Did he die too?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's also similar way to the other brothers. At least two, yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. So, you know, things like that, I'm like, I don't know. Things, this, you cutting this stuff out, I feel like it would have added to this. I mean, how do you do a biopic about this family and cut out a whole brother?
Who played that? Or was the role even cast?
No,
they
just cut. It was always cut out. It was never even meant to be in the movie.
Be fake as fuck to the whole family. The whole person.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well, the thing is, but Kevin Von Erich, the real life Kevin, he
signed off on that.
Well, he was a producer on the movie.
And he thought he's like, okay, that's fine.
I can't say for sure. I don't know.
Did this Chris ever actually wrestle?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know if that's going to affect how you see the movie or necessarily, but yeah, they cut out a whole brother.
Well, he wasn't a brother, but he was a brother.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, damn, that's kind of crazy.
That's...
But yeah.
How long was that movie?
It had to have been at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours and 12 minutes.
Shit, they could have added an additional 20 minutes on that thing for that
movie. I don't know. Hold on now. I don't know about an additional 20.
Yeah, you're right.
You're reaching like epic levels at that point.
Yeah, well, when you got to do it, do it. If you got to do it on a big family, do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or give us a Snyder Cut version.
There was also another part that I feel like would have been really good for the movie. So I'm telling you, bro, whenever you can, check out this Dark Side of the Ring episode. I believe it's on Hulu. I don't know. But So there's this moment that Kevin Von Erich talks about in the episode where this was after, I believe, after Mike died, I think. I can't remember which one. I apologize. And he's, like, really depressed. He's at his, like, worst, like, mentally. Like, mental health is just in the toilet. So he, like, I believe it was a gun store or maybe a bar, something like that. And he, like, he steals a gun. Oh, right?
Oh, and then he puts it back, right?
In the, well,
in the movie.
No, that wasn't in the movie.
Didn't he? You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure, because I watched the documentary after. I'm like, no. He, an old guy, like, he looks at an old.
Oh, I read this. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, and an older guy, like, stops him. You know, he stops his tracks because this old guy, like, looks at him, like, in the eye. And he's like, I wish I could remember the exact words. It was something like, love you, Kevin, or something like that. Because, again, like I said, the Von Erichs were a very big family in that community. And, you know, Kevin, you know, it, what he said just got to him, and he puts the gun back. And, like, he gives the old guy a hug. And I'm like, this is a really, like I'm, you know, him talking about it in the documentary, I'm like, yo, I'm shocked you didn't put this in the movie. That would have been a really, like, you know, nice moment for, I don't know, but, you know.
A bright spot in that dark-ass movie.
Yeah. Well, there were some bright spots. You know,
I mean, the marriage was about it.
Yeah. And the Kevin's kids. You know, especially at the end when he was like, I used to be a brother, and now I'm...
A father to brothers.
No. What was it? He said, I used to be a brother, and now I'm not even a something. What was it? I used to be a brother, and now I'm not even. I don't remember. But then his kids were like, "Well, yeah, we'll be your brother's dad." I'm like, "Damn, bro! Like, that shit got to me. Like, oof, you know? Yeah, like, damn. But yeah, I feel like this movie does a really good job at hitting all the emotional beats, which can be hard to do with movies because, you know, I feel like the movie-going audience is a lot more cynical than they once were.
Yeah.
But I think this movie, man, this is a very well done movie, very emotionally hitting movie. Again, yeah. maybe it hit me different because I am, you know, one of four boys and also a big wrestling fan. So maybe it's, you know, two things just hit me different. But I really enjoyed this movie. You want to give your rating?
I rate this a 4.5 out of 5 for me. I really enjoyed this movie. When I walked out of it, I was like, wow, this is probably the most emotional movie I've seen in the fall season or the winter season. 4.5 out of 5 for me. I thought the performances were great. Like I said, I thought Zach's performance was award contender worthy. I don't know if it I don't think it would have gotten an Oscar. Obviously, it was not nominated for one. Mm-hmm. But I think it would have won other awards. Yeah, you?
4 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
4 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Similar reasons. A very well done movie. Certain things that they did for me, you know, like cutting certain things out. I wish they had, you know, put them in there. I wish they had given the brothers more time, especially like David, for example. I feel like David didn't really get too much time to shine.
No.
You know,
there and gone.
Yeah. And from what we saw of him, you know, I liked David, especially that scene, you know, when they was getting it in at the wedding, you know, there's, you know, doing that fancy footwork.
And
whatnot,
he was,
you know,
in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember that one part where the mom was watching Carrie win the title on TV after David's death? And like in the background.
On the steps.
Yeah, and you see David, and then she turns around, and he's gone. I was like, damn, that was a good moment.
Yeah.
Especially because you might not even notice it at first.
And see, that was probably one of the two, like, weirder, fantastical moments.
Yeah.
Where it's like, there's this obvious ghost in the house watching TV with his mom, and then, you know, when they're walking in the field together as brothers do.
I'm curious, what is keeping you from giving it that half point that makes it a full 5?
You know, I think what's keeping it from being a full 5 for me is I don't think I got enough backstory for certain characters, like how Kerry ended up being as much of a dick as he ended up being at a certain point. Like, you know, I would
it was kind of implied, though. I mean he was clearly, it was some kind of substance abuse.
I mean, yeah, I get, yeah, it was substance abuse, but I'm like,
that scene with him and his dad, though, by the way, another amazing,
powerful
scene. Yeah,
right. And it's like, you know, I would have liked to have seen like what the aftermath of that was. I mean, we know what it is. It was the accident.
Yeah.
And what I really also wanted was kind of more from Fritz Von Erich. I wanted to see like how that loss, the loss of like 3-4 sons,
mm-hmm.
like how that affected him.
Because five in real life.
Well, yeah, 5 in real life.
Yeah.
I wanted to see how that affects a man of that caliber, because I personally believe that everybody feels lost. Everybody has to let the raw emotion of a loss go or out of their bodies somehow, some way. And although I know, you know, he was a man of that time, that toxic masculinity that you were saying,
mm-hmm.
There's no way that at some point he didn't feel something. He wasn't emotional about, like, those are his sons. Although, like, he saw them as somewhat as cash cows, those were also his boys.
Mm-hmm.
He raised them. He clothed them. He trained them.
Mm.
So even if they weren't his sons and he just trained them, that's somebody that you help get to a certain level in their life, in their profession. And so I would have liked to have seen that, because obviously, like I said, he was a man who buried those emotions. So I wanted to see what that emotion at some point in the film looked like,
right,
for him before, right, it was buried. I wanted to see it above ground, that emotion above ground, because we saw Maura Tenney's, you know, her being Doris, the mother.
Mm-hmm.
We saw her reaction, you know, how it was affecting her, how she didn't want to wear that black outfit again. She needed something new. She was tired of it. She was tired of any parent that has to bury children say that they want that child to be the last child that they bury.
Right.
And so I know that that had to have affected him. So I think that lacking of emotion on his part, because all that stoicism is cool and everything, and we get that your character, that's who his character was, but how did that loss impact him? How did that impact? I mean, we saw how it impacted Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
We saw how the death of David impacted Kerry,
mm-hmm.
impacted Mike, you know, and what happened to those boys, those brothers. So what does that do to somebody who's had to raise those type, those boys, those Olympians, those athletes?
So basically you want to see them like go more in depth,
right,
on
because like you said, he
hurts his feelings, yeah.
He was a more psychological antagonist. I think my original assumption of this movie before I saw it was that he was going to be physically abusive,
right?
You know, just looking at the stature of him and that kind of that type of guy.
He was trying to avoid saying, he just looks like an abusive dad.
He looks like he would be cast as an abusive person. And also, it's Texas, right? Texas is known for whippings and ass beatings and making, you know, your boys do all types of hard shit.
They do that in Maryland, too.
I mean, yeah, but Texas, you know, Texas got that notorious shit going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I envisioned. But although it wasn't that, it was more on the psychological level,
mm-hmm.
with Fritz Von Erich and his boys. So I wanted to see how, you know, losing them affects him on the psychological level.
Right. And, you know, it's crazy because you saying that actually reminded me of a story that Kevin Von Erich told on, mm-hmm. Dark Side of the Ring, where he describes a situation where he actually got into it with his dad. And I can't remember the details too clearly. It's been a couple weeks since I saw the episode. Definitely check out. I highly recommend it. It really goes into detail about the story and everything. But he tells the story about his dad. And he kind of confronts him. And I can't remember exactly if his dad had a gun. he either pointed it at Kevin or he pointed it at himself, and he was like really pissed and possibly drunk, and he was like, oh, and you know, he was angry. Well, you're gonna die too, or am I gonna die? Da-da-da-da. Like, I can't remember the exact wording. Mm-hmm. I apologize, but you know, that adapting that into the movie, you know, that would have been that opportunity to show that, like you said. So yeah.
Yeah, but that would have been probably had to been like, fast forward, you know, a little into the future. Yeah, no, it wouldn't be present time, but he would have had to. The movie would have had to, you know.
Yeah.
Fast forward, I'm assuming. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But yeah, you know,
that would have been a great piece to, like, some version of that, like, prior in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, like we said, amazing movie, deserves all the accolades it's getting. That's the end of the show. Follow us everywhere on social media: Twitter, IG,
TikTok, YouTube.
I always forget that one.
Follow us on Twitch streams from Blurreds. Just Google us,
yes.
Words from Blurreds. You'll find a link tree. You'll find some social media platform. From there, if you find us on any platform, you'll be able to find us anywhere.
Yep, and that's the end of the show. We are out.
Peace.